We see in every generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of tzaddikim l'molto mikol ra, to save them from all bad, and l'varcham, and to bench them. The Malach Hashem rests subtly Reyav around those who fear him, by Yechaltzim, and he saves them. His bed was in a weak house, a shaky house. He said to them, Banai, my children, Panuas Akalim, first take out everything that you have to take out. Then take me out. I can guarantee you, the Kozman Shadim Babayas ain't a bias knife. As long as I'm in the house doesn't go anywhere. The Chain Shab, Rabbi Bahava Shechnisu Ravuna Labayas Ruwa. Ravuna brought him into a weak house. They Lefana Sayayan, so he could able to remove the wine. Shemshay Muftach, Shekozman Shusham Layibul Abayas. He was sure that as long as Rabbi Bahava is in the house is safe. He was afraid if there's no tzaddik in the house, and Rav Huna did not consider himself worthy, so therefore he would lose the wine. So therefore he brought Rav Ada Bahava without telling him why. He just said, "Can you take a walk with me?" And he took him to the house. So that way he guaranteed the safety of the house till he took the wine out. And that's exactly what happened, yes.
What about the Gemara on Brachos about going into a room where now being chastised someone for putting himself in Mokham Sakana?
He didn't. He put Rav Ada Bahava in there because he didn't think it was a sakana. See, there's many Gemaras like this. It's not this Gemara Kedushin that Abaye was put Rav Acha by Yaakov into a room with seven maziks. Obviously, if you're guaranteed that the guy can get out, you're allowed to put the guy in. Rav Yossi was in there early on, and he said, you shouldn't have gone in yourself. Rav Ada Bahava didn't walk in himself. He had no idea what he was walking into. In fact, afterwards, when he found out, he was upset about it. The Sham Besura. Chavaz Davrasa, there was a plague. Mishavasa Darav, in the neighborhood of Rav. I'm sorry, Mishavasa Darav, Rav Davrasa. Some of me, they people thought, Mishim Schusa Darav, the Nafish, that Rav has a lot of Schusim, he protects his neighborhood from plagues. Schazalu Bechelma, they were shown in a dream, and I don't know who saw this dream. Rav, the Nafish Schusa Tuva, Rav was many Schusim, Hamil Sazutra Le Rav. This is not Rav's Schus, Rav is worthy of much more. There's a guy that lends out shovels necessary for Kvura. That's Chus, saves the neighborhood. Drukris Havid Lekesa, in the city of Drukris there was a fire. Shavusin Ravuna Lehavis Lekusa, and in the neighborhood of Ravuna there was no fire. Savaminab is Chusin Ravuna the Nafish. They thought it was Ravuna's Chus. Schazlu Bechel Mahai Zutrihul Ravuna. This is small for Rav Huna. So he hits, there was a lady, the Mechamemes Tanura. She used to heat up her oven, and lend it to her friends, meaning not everybody could afford the wood to heat up an oven. She did, and put in enough wood that the neighborhood could come and use that. That chesed saved the neighborhood. The Kosev Hagri Meltzin Zalzal, I don't know who that is. So the Siddur Hagra, I guess he wrote the Siddur Hagra. What's wrong if Rav has a lot of schusim and Rav Huna has a lot of schusim? Therefore, they can't save the neighborhood? The dream they said, for Rav, this is small potatoes. Fine. So it's small potatoes. So what's wrong with small potatoes? This Teretz Mishem Ayaris Devash, Veha, I don't know who that is. Aleyakov. Mishum Sekvaram Rukim, Mishadit Rishus Lamashkas, Ey Mavchim Ritzadik LaRasha. Once the Mashkas has Rishus, he doesn't differentiate between the Tzadik and the Rasha. That's my Tzadik Sheina Gomer. I'm a Tzadik Gomer, I'm a Shlita Olaf. If the Dever would have been in his neighborhood, it wouldn't have hurt him. The Tzadik would have been saved. Rav has a lot of Schusim, and Rav, the Dever would have no Shlita on him. But he wouldn't have saved his neighborhood. Because Rav is big enough, listen to this svar, the Gevalde Gevart from the Yaris Devash, doesn't need my Hastama, but it's the Gevalde Gevart from the Yaris Devash Ravama. A big tzaddik can save himself in a neighborhood of Dever. So therefore, his chus wouldn't save the neighborhood, because his chus is to save him. And he can be saved without the neighborhood. So there's no reason to save the neighborhood. But the smaller tzaddik can't be saved within a Dever. If there's a Dever there, he doesn't have enough schusim to save himself. So in order to save him, the whole neighborhood has to be saved. So Pshat is, Rav's chus is too big. He wouldn't have saved the neighborhood. He would have saved himself. The neighborhood is not because of him, because the Rabbi Nishan wouldn't have touched him anyway, even if the neighborhood would have gone. Mashiach, the smaller tzaddik, doesn't have the schus to last through the neighborhood. So he needs that the neighborhood be saved. So the Rabbi Nishan didn't want to hurt the smaller tzaddik, who didn't have enough schus to be saved from a dever, so he prevented the dever from going there. And we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.
Neighborhood need a biggest
That's what he's saying. The neighborhood, the tzaddik would not have saved that neighborhood because he could have saved himself. Right? The Rabbi Nishan said, Atam lay say to Ishmi Pesach Beishad Baker. Why? He was Shanit Lishus Lamashkus Lahashkus. He can get anybody. Right? Because there's a mashkus that you can't be saved from that mashkus. That's the way the Rabbi Nishan made the world. So now, unless you're such a madrega that the mashkus can't touch you. But if that you're madrega, your schusim will save you. Not necessarily, but my saying, Kate, if the smaller tzaddik and the Rabbi Nishan wants to save him, he'll save the neighborhood. Yes?
It is a very difficult implication.
If you don't mind speaking a little quicker because it is 6:02.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 6:02. Welcome, Aisha. I want to sponsor this week. Yeah, I'm Reb Moshe Ben Yitzchutzi. I should say Ben Reb Yitzchutzi, even if it's my grandfather. Okay. We are on Chaf Aleph on the days. And we are now going to learn a whole new bunch of shitas. A whole new bunch of shitas. How much does it cost to sponsor?
$10.
So I paid it. So
what? Bargain out there, Eddie.
Yeah, I just did. I just sponsored it. Okay, we're going to learn a whole new bunch of shitas in when it is blood and when it's not blood. And I looked around to see if anybody gives a source of any, where these shitas come from. And the only thing I could think of as I read and tried to figure out is that each of these tanoim felt that that was blood. They're all going under the same thing. Is this blood or is this not blood? Is this what the Torah asks or is the Torah not asks? And each one came up with his own understanding of the sugyet. There is no source except the blood of a nidah's matame. Dam nidah's matame. When is it dam nidah? When is it dam not nidah? None of these tanoim bring a pasuk. None of these tanoim bring a source. They just say it. And I looked around. Did anybody say what their source is? Couldn't find anybody. So I figured if that is, every of these Tanoim said, this is what Dam Nida means. Let's see the prices, and then we can either understand it or not understand it. Tana Rabbana. And I'm Pelos Chaticha. Some Chasayim B'Shem Remeir, B'Chayna R'Shem B'Menashe B'Kidvarav. Some Chasayim the name of Remeir, and so did R'Shem B'Menashe say the same thing. Kaira, R'Shem B'Menashe is a generation later than Remeir. He's in more in Sumchus' generation. You pick it up when you learn Gemara. Let's put it this way. You have to look for him when you go through Gemara.
I'm a visual learner. He just hears chart. Where can I find a chart?
There is, you can buy Seder Tanoim of Marat. Art Scroll has a book. I forgot what it's called. They go through the whole thing with everybody's generation and everybody in all details. It's very interesting, by the way. I didn't read it, but I can imagine that it's very interesting. Even though I will quote Berowine, who said, we don't really care what pants Rashi wore. We care what Rashi says. He says, the Friday historians are interested in how Rashi's pants look like. We're not interested in Rashi's pants. Yes? There's a bunch. Artscroll came out with one that's supposed to be fantastic. I don't know. I'll be honest.
It's a lot longer.
Okay. I imagine it is because they probably went through every town in Amira and showed you when he lived and where he lived and when he died and when he was born. I'm sorry?
One of you talking about is written by Jason Dinevich Strip.
Thank you. So the pillar of Chatzicha, Simchas Hamishim, Remei, Rechaim, Ratzim, Menashem, Kizvarav, Kaira. You rip it open. If there's Dan B'Teichot Tmei, even Bav Tahira. If there's, meaning, this is Remei, or she doesn't hold the four types of, that the color of the mass. That's not a factor. The color of the mass is not a factor. Right? And Remei holds, Epshalim, Tzichot, Arkever, Beloy, Dan. He holds that it's possible that the uterus can open up and there's no blood. But he says, if you rip it open and there's blood in it, that's not nida. Even though there was no blood on the outside, and even though the mass is not nida, but there's blood on the inside. Rabbana, that's even Rabbana. He holds like Rabbana, but it's more than the Rabbana. Rabbana, Dami, Epshalim, Tzichot, Arkever, Beloy, Dan. It's like Rabbana that say, you can have the opening of a uterus without blood. Not even the Rabbanan, but it's even more than the Rabbanan, meaning separate, it's stricter than the Rabbanan. The Inusarbi, Ima in B'taychalai. Rabbanan say blood has to be on the outside. Blood in the mass is not Dam Nida. That's Dam Mass. That's not Dam Nida. Sulcha Sarbatil B'taychalai is Dam Nida. Now again, here you have a Machlokes with no sources. Sulcha says that the blood in the mass is Dam Nida. Rabbanan say, in the mass comes from the mass, nothing to do with Nida. Right. Now, where did Simchas get this? Doesn't say. I assume he understands that this is how Dam Nida can function. It can be in a mass. The Tanya Yidach.
The whole idea, the mass is growing like from the uterus.
It doesn't make a difference. It's not a baby, and it's not Nida. We don't add our own svaras.
So what else is in the uterus but blood? A
mass of something that formed. The tiny yidach. And we learned in another brice. Each brice is going to say differently. Tiny yidach. Learned in another brice. Our pelos chaticha. Revachai mekaira. Rip it open. Im teicha madim. If it's reddish on the inside. Tamea. It doesn't even have to be blood on the inside. If it's reddish on the inside, it's tameh. Then lav tahira. Kesumchus, the badifa mesumchus. It's like sumchus that says that neither can be on the inside, but it's more stricter than sumchus. Because sumchus said only if there's actual blood. And this is saying even if it's reddish. Let's catch up with Rashi. Badifa chamira. I don't know if everybody found this Rashi. It's a one-word Rashi. Badifa, chamira, and stricter. Im teicha madim, habasar madim, v'absula ein sham dam mamish, even if there's no blood.
How far down are you?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say.
Near the
Gilyan Hashas. Yeah, by me it's near the Gilyan Hashas. See, everybody has a different print. You guys have the Gilyan Hashas there. Badifa, chamira. Im teicha madim, habasar madim, the flesh is red. I feel like in some of the mamish, even though there's no actual blood. Because Sumchus, the Amr Taicha Kima. Sumchus is the one that told us inside is like being on the outside. Right? The Mishnah said if there's blood on the outside, she's telling me. So Sumchus, blood on the inside is the same. Not even with Sumchus, but it's more than Sumchus. The Yubay Dam Mamish. He needs actual blood. So it's interesting, because before we said that the Rabbanan say they don't care what color the mass is. But now comes this time and says, on the inside, if it's red, it's tamei. How about if it's red on the outside? Rabbanan said they don't care what color it is. A mass is a mass, it's not blood. Unless there's blood with it, it's tahor. Came along this time. Came along this time, though. So Sumchus came along and said, I agree, a mass is a mass, it's not blood. But if there's blood on the inside, that's dam nida. Come along this time and said, if it's reddish on the inside, how about if it's reddish on the outside? Would he say that's less Dam Nida? It doesn't say in the Gemara. So it's speculative. To make an argument one way, to make an argument the other way. I don't know. Tysus speaks it out. That if it's red on the outside, he also is Machmer. What difference does it make red on the inside, red on the outside? If he thinks red is blood, so that red is blood inside and outside. That's what Tysus says. Right? I wasn't there. You want me to make it up? I'll make it up. I love to make things up.
That's needed.
Well, you need a doctor. You cut it open.
Yeah, cut it open.
You don't need a doctor to cut it open. It's out of the woman. It's not alive.
ima or this.
Well, they saw what came out of the woman. Somebody helped her give birth, right?
Right. So
somebody helped her. Maybe they
did. Further, just for basically looking at it.
Exactly. Exactly. Does the Mishnah, does the Gemara write there? Tanya Yidach. Hamapelus Chatzicha, a woman that exudes, I can't think what word he uses.
Expels.
Expels, thank you. A Chatzicha, a piece. Rabbi Yamanayimer, Kaira, and Yeshba Etzim Imai Tamei Leita. There's a bone in there, that's a Leita. It's a new Kiddush. Till now we thought Leita needs some kind of human form. Some kind of human form, a quaint mare, some kind of animal form, comes along Rabbi Yamin, and he says, a bone. Somebody's making noise out there. Yes. Right. Exactly. The word was on the tip of my tongue, but it was on the outside of my tongue, not on the inside. I'm a Rav Chisda, u'b'chaticha levana. That only happens if it's a white piece. Any other color, a bone does not make it a leida. The chen kiyas is zuga de mich.
Is it black bone?
It won't. It's not nida. This is leida, right? It's not nida. There's no blood here. There's no blood on the outside. There's no blood on the inside. This is a bone.
So the mass is white or the bone?
No, the mass is white. Then a bone in it means a leida. Okay. If the mass is any other color, the bone in it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
The chen kiyas is zuga de min chadaya, the summer guy is zuza, which means a pair of amaroim, tamidah chachamim, doesn't say who they were, tamidah chacham Rashi says, asa they came, the aisim asnisim yadeh, it seems like one, because it's the name of a person, it says on the side, zuza was his name, he came from chadayev, Rashi seems to say it's two, but in the Russian, he came is shver, the aisim asnisim yadeh, and he brought a brisa. I'm a pelus chaticha levana chayrim yesh ba'etzim imay tamei leida yesh ba'etzim imay tamei leida. So it says the fairest of the brides are white. That's what we wanted it for. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, tamei leida yesh lo yimei tayar. She has the days of tara. It's a, you know, there's a benefit in the chesaron of leida. Leida makes you tamei for X amount of days. In this case, 14, but then you get 26 days of tara. It's a kula. You may tumah in a keva. We don't know if it's male or female. So you got to be machmer. You may tumah in a keva. You may tire the zacher. Levana, domin baser. It's a kind of baser. Zuga de min chadayev. Notice Rashi. Shnei tamidah chachamim ma'itzamakim. So then I think you have to change the gears. And then asu they came, not he came.
No, asu
again. Rashi says shnei tamidah chachamim. And then it says asa. So on the side, it changes the Zuga to Zuza, and it's the name of a person, and he came. But Rashi learned Zuga, a pair of Tamidah Chachamim, and therefore he can't have singular Asa.
This is the pair.
Meaning the pair came as singular. Okay. That's the Gemara writer. I'm Rabbi Yechim, Shem Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoy. Hamapelos Chaticha Kaira. Im Yesh Badam Ogur, if there's gathered blood. Now, this is not a strict sumcha. Sumcha said any blood. And Rabbi Yechon says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yehoi that it's gathered blood. Then Tameya, Vimlav Tahira. The Kesumchas, Babakili Mekula. It's more cool than all the brightest we brought here. We had all different kinds of brightest here. One said blood, one said red, right? This one says blood gathered. If it's not gathered, it's not Damida. Rashi, Ogur, Dam Harbe. A lot of blood. Because sumchas dam bedam shebetaychem etamayt mishum nida. It's like sumchas.
A lot of blood.
What?
How much is a lot?
Whatever
of
you
blood?
Want to say it is, it's up to you. Everybody can decide themselves. It doesn't say. I have no idea.
It says,
right? So therefore, I'm saying it. If you can make it up, like I can. Bekilu mikulam b'de sumchas loyabaya agur. Sumchas did not need it to be gathered. Umdravacha damatalei toychel labadim. Rashi's saying it's more cool than everybody. Who's everybody? Two Tanoim. Sumchas and Ravacha. One said blood, one said red. And this is saying blood gathered. Okay, here we get into a new, interesting sugya. Boyiminei, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira a question. Haroya dam kishmeferet. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah is known through Shas to ask all kinds of different interesting questions. In fact, in Baba Basra, he asked one that they threw him out of the base medrash for asking it. And then later on, they needed him, they brought him back in Baba Basra.
The question was?
What?
Ask what the question was.
Yeah, it was talking about a bird having to be out of 50 amas, and then it belongs to somebody within 50 amas, it belongs to somebody else. He wanted to know if one leg is in and one leg is out, and they throw him out. Boy, minay, but then they let him back in when they needed him later on in Baba Basra. Boy, minay, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mer Bzeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Bzeira, Haraya dam b'shmeferes mahu. What if a woman inserts a tube? And the blood comes out of her body through the tube and never touches her vaginal canal. It goes right into the cervix, and it comes right out of the uterus. The cervix, by the way, is considered part of the makar, part of the rechem. And it goes right into the cervix, and the blood comes out without touching any of the outside part, I mean outside, inside, any part of her vaginal canal. And it exits her body through the tube. Is she a need or not? Why shouldn't she be a nida? So let's risk. Now, the Torah says, Bifsara. Dam yezaiva bifsara. Blood flowing bifsara. In her basar. Right. This is not bifsara. It never touched the basar. And the uterus is not called bifsara. Aduma, hi bifsara bibayale, shemetabe bifnim kibachutz. Maybe bifsara is just to tell me that unlike a male, who does not become a balkeri till the keri leaves his body, and he doesn't become a zav till the zivus leaves his body, a woman becomes a nida while it's still in her body, as long as it left her uterus, is now her vaginal canal. So that's the bifsara. She's tameh, even though it's still internal, but it's already out of the uterus. Now here, what is bifsara? Tell me. It's an extra word. Dam yezaifa. What's Dam Yezaiva Bifsara? So the question is it telling me that, I mean, we do need it, it's a fact, that she becomes tummy when it enters the vaginal canal? Or is it also telling me that it has to touch her basar? And if it comes out without touching her body, meaning from the uterus, straight outside in the tube, then she's not a nida. It's the same blood. We don't tell the Torah how to make somebody tummy or tahar. The Torah said, this is what a nida is. Dam yezaiva bifsara. It can be the exact same blood. It's not a nida. Let me say more. Everybody would agree that if the blood comes out through a cut in the uterus from the outside, that's not dam nida. Let's say for some reason they operated in a woman's uterus. I don't know why, but let's say. And they make a cut from the outside and she bleeds from her uterus. She's not a nida. Not dam nida. It's the same blood. It's not our business to tell the Rabbi Nishlam. The Rabbi Nishlam said it comes out through the vaginal canal. Question is, does it have to touch the vaginal canal or not? That's the question. Now,
Rabbi Margaret.
Because I'm told, again, little do I know, I don't know anything, that in a C-section, when they take the baby out, she bleeds through the vaginal canal anyway. That's what I'm told, because that's what happens. I said a theoretical case. If it were possible to get the blood out of the uterus without it going through the vaginal canal, she would not be a nida. This did go through the vaginal canal. Excuse me one second. This did go through the vaginal canal, but it didn't touch the vaginal canal. It went through a tube. That's the shot. Yes, Dr. Brady.
It can happen if they're operating on the bowel and by accident they nick the uterus or something. So you could have a situation like that. Not intentionally, but then...
We're talking about blood needed in the inside of the uterus. If they nick the uterus that bad, they need a new doctor.
Well, it happens.
I believe you. Right. So that's... Yes?
You can have blood from the inside of the uterus during a hysteroscopy with biopsy. From within the uterus, which would not be dominated.
Fine. Okay, there it is. I do my bifsara b'tayim leishim b'tamim b'fnim k'b'chutz. Amalei bifsara amarachmon v'loi b'sfeferes. Nope. It means can't come through a tube. A tube is not dam nida. That's what Rabbi Zeira paskin. Right? He bifsara mi b'tayim leishim b'tamim b'fnim k'b'chutz. if you're going to tell me, we need it to tell me that she's coming in the inside. And Cain, Bissara, it should have said, Damia Zaiva, some learn Bibasar, some learn Bissara. I think the easier Girish says to understand Bussar. Damia Zaiva Bibasar. Why did it have to say her Bussar? Bibasar. My Bissara, Shabami no Tarti. Two things. One, that she becomes Tamei as soon as it leaves the uterus and touches her vaginal canal. And two, that if it doesn't touch her vaginal canal, she's not an Ida. That's Reb Zeira's fact. And now we're going to discuss whether that holds up or not. But that's Reb Zeira's fact. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Bishop Ferris. Echnisa kana cholol. She put it in a tube that is, cholol means empty, meaning it's a, what word am I looking for? An empty tube?
A hollow.
That's what it's worth. And they found blood. Bivsara, dam yezayva bivsara. She yaitz derech chaisle beis harechem. It goes out through the walls of the beis harechem, which is the vaginal canal. It's called the beis harechem. Ve'im afzik, and nothing stops it. Ve'aykra benidiksev. U'parsha shniya nemra bezava. Rashi says, you should know, the first parsha there is anida. And then the next parasha says, "Beloy eish nidasa, that's a zava." Ishikiyaz of Zayv Dama. So, "Matame b'vznim kibachutz." Me'achar, sheyatzam and hamkar lepreister. It left the uterus into the vaginal canal, which is called the hallway. Then, midu kaisla miyad. Midu kaisla, it still has an exit in the body. The walls of the vaginal canal are still slowing it down. Miyadi tameya. By a man, and by the way, this is all derived from Sukkim. By Nida, we derive it by Psara, and by Zav and Balkari, we'll have a different pasuk later on. And Miyashba Dam Ogur, that's right, Frank the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, how could Reb Zeira pask in this way? Hamapelus Chaticha, a woman who, what was the word again? Expels a chaticha. Kaira, you rip it open. And yeshba dam ogre tamei from lav tahira. If who, how can she be tamei? It didn't touch the vaginal canal. How can any of these turn off? The truth is, you can ask from Sumchas. You can ask from Ravacha. They all say you look at the inside of the mass. What difference does it make? It never touched the outside of the vaginal canal. Why is a mass different than a tube? If you're telling me a tube is not an Ida, so the blood in the mass shouldn't be an Ida either.
That mass is
but it's not her buster. That's not the bad. That's not where she. Right. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could Rav Zeira say that a tube is not tamei because it doesn't touch her vaginal canal? Either does the blood in the mass. And yet, Rav Shimon ben Yochai and Sumchas and Rav Acha also have tamei. So the Gemara hachi hashta. Hashem darke shalisha liras dan b'chaticha. There, mimba minoy lechayet. That's how Rashi explains it. The Gemara Parsha Pshat translates one's normal and one's not normal to have a tube in. Rashi explains it because a mass is basar, and basar is basara. It's because mimba minoy lechayet. Basar doesn't block basar. It's like a thicker vaginal canal. While the mass exits, it becomes like there's no blockage. We don't view that as a mechitza between the vaginal canal and the blood. What did you say?
Not a foreign object. It's internal.
Correct. You can say that. Rashi. No, Rashi. Let's say it would be an... Okay. Kind of not going to argue the point. I'll accept that. Dr. Rashi. Yes, Madame Ogur. My stomach's reveris. Why is that different than a tube? Dark and Shalisha. Liris Dan Bechatecha. Hilke Bifsara Karina Bey. Now, without the next words of Rashi, I would have translated the Gemara that it's normal. Women have normally masses that exit their body, that are expelled from their body, and it has blood in it. That's what the words sound like in the Gemara. But Rashi adds three, four words here that seem to say a different connect, a different point. Rashi says it's called Darka because it's Basar. But if it would be something else, it's not more normal. It's not more frequent. Rashi doesn't translate his frequency the way I would have translated it. Not that I argue on Rashi, Chas v'Shalom, but I'm explaining that Rashi doesn't translate the word in its simple translation. I don't know how Rabbeinu translated it in the Gemara, but Rashi says it's because a member mina lechayas. Chatzitza. A blockage, chatzitza, whatever you call chatzitza. No, I'm just trying to figure out the right English word, that's all.
Separation.
Separation, fine, okay.
Call it natural and unnatural. Dark.
Okay, that's not really what Rashi says. Again, I would have translated more that way, but Rashi doesn't say that. I can't help it, you know what I mean? Rashi says it's because mem b'mino
lechayetz. Well,
mem b'mino
means they're both flesh. That's more natural.
It's flesh. Okay, fine. I'm not going to sit through you, know what I mean? I'm not trying to argue. That's a goodbye, Rashi. Lameish of the Pharisee Tanoi. Let us say that the Shaila B'tub, what Rav Zeira said, is not Nida. It's a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanya. Hamapelas Chatzicha Adri Shemaleyada. A woman that expels a mass, even though it's full of blood. Yeshi Madam Tmeyvim Bavtaira. Tanakama says, I don't care what's inside the mass. If it's blood on the outside, she's Tmeyvim. If there's not blood on the outside, she's Tmeyvim. Rabbi Yasir Eimer, Bivsara. It has to be Bivsara. But Loi Bishfir, not in a sack, but Loi Bechatzicha. And not in a mass. Now he seems to be repeating the Tanakama. There is no, it sounds like a repetition. Tanakama said we need blood on the outside. Reb Lezer seconds the motion. Frank the Gemara, Reb Lezer, Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that the same? One said not in a mass, and the other said not in a mass. So the Gemara, Ema, surely as I'm sorry, but let me share the it's not meant as two opinions. The Tanakhama is saying, this is the halacha because Rabbi Eliezer said it. Sometimes rises say that. Somebody says over the halacha, I'll tell you the halacha, because Rabbi Eliezer passed that way. I could have said Rabbi Eliezer passed to begin my sentence. But sometimes people will say, the halacha is this way because that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Chachamim Aymrim, Einza Damida, El Zam Chatzicha. Come to Chachamim, and they say the third time the same thing. Now, here you can't tell me Shechachamim Aymer, because you just said Shereb Lezer Aymer. So what is this third? Again, we had a Tanakama, we had a Reb Eliezer. They said the same thing. So that we got out of, we said, the Tanakama is Reb Eliezer. But the Chachamim, they repeat the same thing. What are they arguing about? Tanakama Nami Tor Matar. Tanakama also said it's Tor. What are the Chachamim saying more than the Tanakama? Ella, the Pluye Pluye. I don't know how to pronounce it, how he pronounces it. Poly Pouye? I don't know how he pronounces it. What? Poly Pouye. Poly Pouye. The difference is that the blood is on the cracks on the outside. It's in the mass, but on the cracks on the outside. It's not outside of the mass, but it's in the mass, but visible from the outside through cracks. There's a crack on the outside and there's blood in there. It doesn't come out of the mass. It's in the crack. Tanakama says, it's not in her busser. It's not in her vagina. It's in the mass. It doesn't touch her vagina. The mass touches her vagina. The blood is in a crack, not on the outside of the crack, but in a crack on the outside, but it doesn't touch her busser. So there's no difference between that and two. Right. I apologize. Tanakama's Machmer. He's the one that says that I agree, it can be in the mass. And Shfeferes is like in the mass. I have a polypluye, Tameya. But if there's cracks, it's Tame, my timer. Bibsara, Karina Bay, it's called Bibsara. I'll explain this in a second, let me just finish. The answer I bought a little bit, Avagav. The poly flat, whatever way you pronounce that, ain't said Damida of Dam Khatir. They need the time have a little bit straight Ferris. The Gemara wants to learn the Machlokes is as follows. Why is Dam Khatir Tar? Is Dam Khatir Tar because it doesn't touch her buzzer? Or is Dam Khatir Tar because Nidus doesn't come out that way? It's a different blood. It's not Nida blood, it's mass blood. But if it would be Nida blood, I don't care how it is. Tanagama holds that the reason blood and a mass is tar, it's the same blood. It's damnida. But the Torah said it's got a touch of Sara. And therefore, if it's on the inside, it doesn't touch Sara. If it's on the outside crack, it does touch Sara. Therefore, it's damnida. And therefore, Sferferes would be tar. It doesn't touch Sara. So the Tanakhama looks at the fact, did this touch Sara? It is damnida, meaning it is the same blood. But the Torah said it's got a touch of Sara. If it doesn't touch Masara, it's tar. So on the inside of the mass, didn't touch Masara. On the outside of the mass, in the cracks, that's enough to touch Masara. The second Tana says, that's not the reason blood in a mass is tar. It doesn't have to touch Masara. The reason it's tar is because this is not damnida. Blood in a mass is not the same blood. Even in the cracks. Because that's the blood of the mass. Sometimes it's on the inside, and sometimes it's on the cracks. So it's not. So therefore, a tube would be tame. It's the same blood. So there's a machloekas here. Why is the blood in the chaticha tar? Is it because the blood in the chaticha is not damnida? But if it would be damnida, it would be tame. Or is it because it has to touch the sara? Therefore, cracks do inside us. Shuferes does. Exactly, but it doesn't make a difference. It didn't touch Sara. No, one thing. It's a machlokes tanoim. Why is the blood in the mass tar? Is it because it's not damnida, or is it because it is damnida but it didn't touch Sara? Two differences. If you learn. It's because it isn't damnida, so I don't care if it's in the cracks or not in the cracks. If you learn it's because it didn't touch Sara, on the cracks, it did touch Sara. If you learn it's not damnida, Sveferes is damnida. Tame. And if you learn it's because it didn't touch Sara, it didn't touch Sara. So we have a machlokes in why the blood in a mass is not damnida. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That the machloekes these two tanoim are. What? Why is the blood in a mass not tamei? Is it because it doesn't touch the outside, the vaginal canal, but if it's in a crack, it does. And then she's tamei. Or is it because it's not damnida? It's a different blood. That's the machloekes. But also, one says if it would be damnida, I don't care where it is. Therefore, that mandiyama would say Sveferes is tameh. Because it is damnida. So Rav Zeira's tzak seems to be a machloekes tanoim. That's what we want to say. Now the Gemara's going to get out of it. But this is what the Gemara wants to say. Yes, doctor.
Within a
I did not hear what you're saying. You have to understand, you're competing with a fan. So the fan is in my ear, and you're there, and if you whisper, I'm not going to hear you.
As I get older, my voice gets softer.
I know, that's very good, but the fan gets louder.
Right.
Not true, because if people get older, they're hard of hearing, they don't hear the fan either. Yes?
Masses that describe, and especially a termite, which is air sac, is these likely hydatidiform molds. Now, the hydatidiform mold is expelled, I believe it usually breaks up. If it is blood of the mole itself, then by that understanding, she would not be needed. But there also would be no way to tell if this was the mole's blood or her blood. So, is she
doctor?
Needed the Ravana?
No.
Okay, always got something coming out of the vagina which is blood. May have belonged to her. May have belonged to the
vagina. Again, doctor, I cannot answer your question. I just read the Gemara and I accept it without asking because I don't know medicine anyway, so whatever I make up, I can make up.
Okay, well, I'm going to get first because
Okay. It would escape to have to cut the baby out.
The umbilical cord.
Sorry?
They cut the umbilical cord. They don't have to cut the baby out. They cut the baby from being attached to the umbilical cord. She's not giving birth here.
A woman doesn't give birth.
I can't hear you. I don't know if my hearing is going or because of the fan.
When a woman gives birth, it's cut off from her stomach.
I don't know what you mean by that.
C-section.
Yes.
C-section. Is there blood coming out of her?
I mentioned before that I was told, and the doctor is shaking his head, that a woman who gets a C-section, blood comes out from the
vaginal.
Shaking his head, shaking his head, not after that. Shaking his head, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, he agrees. That's what I was told. Okay. Zuck Rashi. There's like a sack before the baby is formed in it. The polypluye. There's rows of cracks on the outside. Vadam sham, and the blood is there. The Tanakhama lo mitar leyom exeris hakasav. The Tanakhama says this is exeris hakasav. Sover, hay dam toru. This is dam tor, which umchatzitze he tahira. The reason she's tor is because of a zeris hakasav, the dam nida. This is dam nida, but it's not going to make her tummy because it doesn't touch her. It's the same blood. Zeris hakasav. It's a zeris hakasav. It has to touch her. The same blood touches her tummy, doesn't touch her. It's not tummy. Well, it was for Beres, given the time of chatzitzu. It's because of a intervening factor. It's a smooth thing on the outside, and the inside blood never touched the vagina. Aval hechad the polypluye, v'adam sham b'negei berechem, and there it does touch the vagina. Tameya, the gerina b'vesara. V'haynu dekamri, im yesh im adam, if there's blood, the pluye, whatever the way you pronounce it, it's crack. Tameya, v'im lav tahira, because we don't care about the blood on the inside, it doesn't touch her vaginal canal. Rabbana v'asroi le'daikir lishna dekro. They don't say that. They say it's not because it's not touching her, it's just not the blood of Nida.
The crack is, but they don't care, it's not Dam Nida.
I don't care if it's inside when it's smooth. Whatever way you pronounce it, polyplarium, the Naga Berechem, Tahira. I will refer as Dam Nida. But the tube is Dam Nida, Tameya. The Loi Darshina Bifsara. We don't darshan the second drush out of Bifsara. And Latama Bifsim Kabakut. We do darshan to say that the woman becomes a Nida once it exits the uterus. But we don't darshan to say that it has to touch the vaginal canal. That's the Machlokes. Mikrim Zera or not Mikrim Zera? Amar Abaya. Abaya answered no. Everybody agrees. That blood has to touch a vagina. Zera is right, Dr. Abaya. Kulam but Shafaras Kulam are plinging the Tyra. Everybody agrees that it's Tyra. Keep plingy, Bakatika. They're arguing on a mass that has cracked on the outside. Right? And Rabbanan hold, meaning let me explain. It's exactly like we said before. The Tanakhama, Rabbi Lazar holds the Tanakhama, that the reason the mass blood is tar is because it doesn't touch the vagina. It is Dam Nida, it doesn't touch the vagina. It's crack, it does touch the vagina. The Chachamim say there are two reasons mass blood is coming tar. Number one, it's not Dam Nida. And number two, even if it were, it's not touching the vagina. They're not arguing in the halacha of Sreferes. They never said it doesn't have to touch the vagina. They're saying, I don't care about that here. It's not Dam Nida. Even the cracks are not Dam Nida. Meaning, it's not like Rabbana say, you're wrong, that's not the reason. They're saying, we don't need your reason. This is tar because it's not Dam Nida, so I don't care if it's on the cracks. But Enochinami had it been in the tube, maybe they agree that it's tar. We don't see that the Chachamim say that a tube is Tameh. All they said is, cracks are tar. I mean, they owe two reasons. Number one, it's not Amida, and that's the main reason. And even if it were, it has to touch a vagina. They never said that it doesn't have to touch a vagina.
Even if it were, but if it had cracks, then it would touch.
Again, but if it's an Isher Ferris, it doesn't touch.
Oh, okay.
So Amida is answering, you don't see in the Rabbanim that they disagree with Reb Zeira. You see that they disagree and they hold you don't need the reason of chatzitza. Keep ligi b'chaticha. My summer darkish alisari is not b'chaticha. Well, my summer ain't darkish alisari is b'chaticha. One says, this is nida. It goes under the natural way women bleed. And one says, no, it's not nida. It's blood of a mass.
Your
Sam
is called
for nida. Right. Rashi. Keep ligi b'chaticha. With the pali puye. The Tanakama Savar. Mifsara lemute teich. Chaticha. It's in the chaticha. Avodam anir b'chaim. The blood in the cracks, tummy, the bifsara kuina bay, touches her vaginal canal. Rabbanan sari, I feel the pluya pluya tahira. Even if it's cracked, it's tar, the ain't a damnida. The ain't darkish alisha, the is not the chaticha. So here, the Gemara's answer is, we didn't change the pshat. The machlaikas is the same. Tanakama holds, chachita is the reason to make it tar. No chachita tummy. The Chachamim say, there's an other reason. We don't need your chachita reason. This is even blood of Nita. You don't even get the first base. Therefore, but they don't argue on Shema Ferris. Maybe they agree. So Rav Zeira stays intact. That a woman that sees blood in the tube is tahor. Now, we'll be passing that way today. The Rambam passes it. So theoretically, a woman could insert a tube and all her damnida come out through the tube, but nothing touches the vaginal canal, she would not be a nida. I don't think it's advisable for many reasons, but she would not be a nida. The Rambam paskins it. Does the Shulchan Aruch paskin it? Yeah, he paskins it. Yeah. Seems like he paskins it. Again, I don't know if they ever do that to a woman, I don't know. But maybe medically sometimes they have to, I don't know. What?
Cervical cap. Now, it depends on how much of the cervix you're talking about as being part of the uterus and how much being part of the vagina, but there is a cervical cap which can be used mostly for contraception. There's something which caps off the cervix. The rest of the vagina, although it would not hold very much blood.
Okay. But it doesn't come out of the body from the tube. It goes back into the vagina. More than I have to, so we'll leave the next tarot for tomorrow.
Thank you, Rebbe.